This segment I want to call Get to Know Your Cooper. So you're at the movies, you buy a snack. Do you buy popcorn? Do you get soda, candy, or nachos?
Yes.
No, which one are you going to get? You're going to get popcorn and a drink, or you're going to get candy and a drink, or nachos and a drink?
Yes.
Okay. You can't get all of them. It's too expensive.
Have you seen me at the movies? I do the unofficial double feature. And I had a friend that worked in a movie theater, and I said, how much trouble would I get into if I was caught sneaking from one movie to the other? And he was like, oh, do you buy snacks? I was like, oh, yeah, I eat like three meals there. He said, zero. You get into zero trouble because they don't make money off the tickets. They make money off the concession. So if you're there buying Milk Duds and popcorn and nachos and soda the whole time and having like four meals there, they're happy to have you.
They really don't care. Okay, you go to dinner. You want to buy something extra with dinner. Are you going to buy an appetizer, a fancy cocktail, soup or side salad, or dessert?
I was waiting for you to get to the word dessert. Of course dessert. Are you kidding me?
So you're getting dessert.
In fact, I like to rush through dinner so I can get to the desserts.
Purchase one of these from your local coffee shop. Black coffee, iced coffee, tea, or a sweet, fun-filled coffee.
Iced coffee.
You get an iced coffee?
Yeah.
Not black. I thought you would pick black coffee.
No, I don't like my coffee black. I like stuff in it.
Oh, so you're getting iced. All right. Invest in one fitness membership. Is it going to be gym membership? Peloton? Mm-hmm. Yoga? Yoga or kickboxing?
I hate Peloton. I hate the whole concept of Peloton. It's like a cult.
Because it kills people.
It kills people and it's a cult. Remember when you and I were on Long Island and there was that woman that owned a restaurant, I won't say which one, and we were there doing an event with her and she was telling us all about Peloton. And she was showing us how she follows her instructor and like her instructor is like her life coach and they're all, everyone that goes to this one particular class, they're all like, they're doing a meetup and she's really into it, but it's like very culty and that's a real turnoff to me. So for me, I normally would say a gym because you could do lots of things at a gym. But last year I discovered kickboxing and it is my favorite thing in the world. So I would join a boxing gym.
So that gets you in shape quicker than a gym.
So much quicker. And it's fun. If you've never done boxing or kickboxing or sparring or any of that, you're having a great time. Plus you get to punch things. It's awesome.
You're going to buy something to help you focus. Are you going to buy a standing desk, a planner, noise-canceling headphones, or an oil diffuser?
I don't know what the last one is, so I guess noise-canceling headphones, because I don't want to stand up. What's a planner? Like
you hire somebody? You write down in the thing what you have to do that day.
I have an app for that.
Oh. So you're buying the headphones. No, I like the standing desk. That's my jam right there.
You would never be in a standing desk.
No,
never.
I was. At Fox, you could move it up and down. So half the day I would sit, the other half I would stand. You just can't sit all day.
Really? You would do a standing desk?
Yeah, I like standing desks. The ones that you can move up and down, they have little buttons that move up and down. So you're sitting down, you're like, oh, my back hurts. I can sit up in the desk. Yeah. I like that.
Did it have a treadmill on it too?
No, I'm not that crazy. You're going to spend money on a vacation. Are you going to cruise somewhere exotic? You're going to go to a tropical all-inclusive resort, an Airbnb in the mountains, or a theme park?
Okay, I want to go through each one of those because I think they're all hilarious.
You have to pick one.
Oh, no, 100% the Airbnb in the mountains. There's no question. That's exactly what I would do. And I've done it. And that's where I go when I go on vacation. But what's funny is I was just thinking the other day that I've never been on a cruise. I never want to go on a cruise. And to me, that feels like a punishment, being stuck on a boat somewhere. I was watching a commercial and they were like, free upgrade to with a balcony for a balcony. And I was like, wait, you don't get a balcony? Like they put you where? Like underneath the boat? Of course, like how can you not have a balcony on a boat? So I was thinking, like, that sounds awful, being stuck on a boat. A theme park, the only reason why I don't care for theme parks is because I'm afraid of rides, scared of all that stuff. Roller coasters scares the crap out of me. And we used to have to go when I was at that other radio station. We used to go, we went to Disney, went to Universal, and we had a great time, but I was afraid to go on the ride. So wasted time for me. And I don't know, the all-inclusive thing, the problem with those all-inclusives is you're stuck with the group of people who are also there. And I've been to some all-inclusive places that were fantastic, where the other people there are fun and you hang out and you have a good time and it's really chill. And I've been to others where it's annoying and people are not respectful of each other, not respectful of their space. I don't like the all-inclusive resorts because it's a crapshoot. You never know what you're getting. Airbnb in the mountains, you're on your own. You can do your own thing. And it's a big, giant leave me the hell alone. I love that.
The all-inclusive, you don't have to hang with people. I just love all-inclusive because you can go at any time, get anything you want to eat. And then when you're done, you get up and walk away.
Yeah, but you see the same people all the time because they're also at the all-inclusive. And there's not, at least the ones that I've stayed at, there's one beach, there's one pool. Mm-hmm. You know, you're stuck with the group of people. It's like a cruise ship that doesn't go anywhere.
But you're not stuck on it. That's the thing. If everybody gets COVID on the island, at least you're not stuck on that stupid boat for 6 months.
I guess it depends where the all-inclusive is. I've done it in terrible places. I've done it in, like, you know, real touristy island kind of places. Maybe if I did it somewhere like, I don't know, Hawaii, it might be more fun.
No, St. Lucia was great. Antigua was awesome. You know, places like that I loved. Okay. Jamaica. Okay, you have to buy a fashion item. Are you going to buy a handbag?
Mm-hmm.
Shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Jewelry? Or mm-hmm. a fashion jacket?
I will let you answer that.
It's going to be shoes. But
of course it's shoes.
But you like handbags and you like fashion jackets and you don't hate jewelry, so.
I wear cheap costume jewelry. I don't like fancy schmancy jewelry. That's not my thing. I like big chunky fake necklaces that I get from like H&M. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have lots of jackets. But again, like I have jackets that I get from The Gap and I have jackets. I don't buy expensive clothes at all. I like cheap clothes and expensive shoes. My whole thing was every time I got a new job or signed a contract or had like a chunk of cash coming in, the one gift I always gave myself was a brand new pair of shoes. That is my one thing.
And right now it's winter. You want boots.
I want boots.
I guarantee there are boots right now that you want.
I look today. Actually, I have two pairs of boots. I have two pairs of boots in a cart. On a website. I won't say which one, but yep. Mm-hmm.
Do you really? How can you buy boots off a website? Your calves are huge.
First of all, fuck you. Second of all.
No, they are. You've said that nonstop.
They're ankle boots.
All right.
Yes, they're ankle boots. Believe me, I don't.
You have fat little legs. How are you going to get the boots over?
I don't buy boots anymore that go up to my knees because I can't fit anything over my fat calves. I buy ankle boots and three-quarter boots and stuff I can wear. Trust me, I have my whole boot game down now. And I've got two pairs of boots sitting in a cart at Nordstrom's. And yeah, I'm going to go see if they go on sale.
You got to buy something for your pet. Do you buy pet apparel, a cute and comfy bed, a grooming session, or a toy?
Definitely a toy, because my big dog Marconi, you can't groom him. You got to do it yourself.
Right.
He's not groomable. You can't take him to a groomer, or couldn't take him to a groomer. He had a bed. I wasn't going to buy him like another bed. He's a big giant dog.
Yeah, there's beds all over that apartment right now.
Yeah, yeah. And you couldn't buy clothing for him because he was too big and didn't need it. He wasn't a clothing guy. Like, he's not like a little dog that needs a cute little sweater. You know, so he's not a clothing guy. So I used to buy him toys all the time. He loved it. That guy loved a new toy. You show up with a new toy, it was Christmas every day.
Spend money on some comfort food. Are you buying pizza, pasta, ice cream, grilled cheese?
That's how I eat every day. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that sounds like what you had for... That's exactly the order you ate them in, by the way, also.
It's literally
pizza,
what I had for breakfast. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ice cream and then grilled cheese and tomato soup. But if you have to pick one, which one are you going to pick? Ice cream.
Definitely ice cream, yeah.
Over pizza?
Yeah. I think ice cream over pizza.
All right. Spend $5 or less. Okay, are you going to buy a cup of coffee, a breakfast sandwich, renting a movie? I don't know who does that. Or treat yourself to a face mask?
No, I have face masks here. I've got tons of that stuff. I don't need to go buy that.
You need to wear one now.
Yeah, no. Shut up. Not that kind of face mask. They mean like a cleansing face mask. They mean like
should try that.
One to get rid of your, to help your pores. Yeah. No, coffee. In fact, I just did that today. I was walking home. I had a craving. I had $3 in my pocket and I thought, there's a Dunkin' Donuts. And I went and I got myself a Dunkin' coffee.
Iced coffee. Did you get iced coffee?
I did.
Oh, good for you. All right. Spend around $25. Are you going to get...
It was 60 degrees in New York today.
Yeah, I know. Wait till tomorrow. It'll be like 10. Spend around $25. Are you going to buy a mini air fryer, a coffee maker, takeout, or a board game?
A board game? Who plays board games anymore? What year is this from?
Yeah, I don't know.
Definitely takeout. That's my one splurge. My boyfriend and I decided that the best way to save money is not to spend it. So during COVID, we didn't do any takeout whatsoever. So if somebody gave me extra cash, that would be the one thing I would do. Yeah, takeout for sure.
I'm going to tell you the greatest invention ever made, and that is the air fryer.
I'm scared of those things.
I don't know how I went this long and not had one.
What do you do with it?
I got a Ninja air fryer, but it's like a toaster oven, air fryer, oven. It's kind of like all that put together into one, but it's flipping amazing.
What's so great about it? Like, what do you do with it?
You put a pizza in it. You just put the pizza in it and you say cook, and it cooks and it stops and it's perfectly cooked every time. It's not like a toaster oven where it just gives up and it's not done yet. This Ninja knows how long it takes to make that pizza and makes it perfectly.
It's on the box. You just stick it in there for the amount of time that it says.
It's a whole new world. I can't explain it to you until you try it yourself and you go, that is amazing. Everybody in this house thinks that's the greatest invention ever.
Because it makes pizza?
You can put an egg in it, and it'll make an egg. It will air fry an egg perfectly. You don't have to boil it in water. It's just the most amazing thing.
But who wants an egg air fried? Does it scramble it for you?
No, but I'm telling you, it's the greatest invention. It's like, remember when I talked you into a DVR and you fought me?
Yeah.
I don't want a DVR. I don't like that. It makes no sense to me. And I kept going, Cooper, you need a DVR. It will change your life. And you fought me, and then you broke down and you thought it was the greatest thing ever. I'm telling you, that's the air fryer.
Okay, just FYI, the DVR is the stupidest thing in the world. Guess who doesn't use one anymore? Well, the entire country.
I know, but up until like 5 years ago, everybody did. But now we just get everything on demand. All right, spend around $50. Are you going to buy a smart speaker, a video game, a piece of wall art, or an article of clothing?
I'm not spending $50.
You got to buy something. You got to buy a video game, a smart speaker, some art, or clothing.
Probably a smart speaker.
Oh, really?
I have too much clothing. In fact, the new thing now, it used to be, no, seriously, what I've been doing all day is going through closets, getting rid of stuff, like deciding what I'm going to sell on eBay, what I'm getting rid of, and what I'm keeping. That's what I've been doing all day today. No more clothing. Nothing fits me anymore anyway, but yeah, so a smart speaker is a great idea because I spend a lot of time going through closets, getting rid of stuff. Be really nice if I can just, you know, not have to listen on my AirPods.
And tell it to play something. You can say, hey, Google, play Cooper and Anthony, and it will.
Right.
And it'll, exactly. It's freaking awesome. Okay, spend around $100. Are you going to buy an Apple TV, tickets to a live performance, Amazon Prime membership, or a drone?
Has Amazon Prime membership gone up to $100?
It's like $130 now.
Get out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's that much per year?
Yep. See, you don't even see them take it out. Just take it out. But yeah,
I guess that.
Up. Yeah. Got to watch The Boys. And you buy everything off Amazon. That's where they screw you. Because you buy everything off Amazon. You don't want to pay shipping.
Maisel's coming back next week. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And I don't want to pay shipping. And yeah, I mean, Amazon, uncle, they have me.
Spend around $500. This is Learn Your Cooper. Spend around $500. Are you buying a camping tent, a grill, a record player, or a high-end beanbag?
Wait, a high-end beanbag is $500?
Yeah, the one I had was like $400. Remember the one I had?
Yes, that thing was $400?
Yeah, thing was huge. Holy it was great, though.
I mean, can I say none of the above? I don't want any
you don't
of those.
You don't need none of those. You'd probably take the beanbag if you had to.
I mean, what am I going to do with a record player? Nobody has records anymore. I'm not going to buy records. That's stupid.
Yeah, the CDs are like shit. I only could find a CD. It's not playing the DVD at all. It's just going. That's all it's doing.
This paper plate sounds awful.
The cat loves it. All right, finally, you got to spend $1,000. Are you going to buy furniture, a new phone, tickets to Disney World, or a hot tub?
You mean a germ machine?
Yeah, I love hot tubs.
No, thank you. I don't want a germ machine.
Your germs. It's not. You're not buying a public hot tub. You're buying you a hot tub.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I already told you why I'm not going to Disneyland.
Right. So now you got furniture, new phone.
That's tough. I mean, the thing with the phone is I do the monthly. I guess I could just pay one off. You know, I still have an 11. I don't know if I need a 12. Do I?
No.
Yeah.
You don't need a new one. But if you did need a new one. If you had to get a new one, would you get a new phone or furniture?
I mean, the problem is my couch, when we sit down. Okay, so normally the couch is fine, but because we spent the past 2 years sitting on it because of the COVID.
You've had that couch a while, though.
I've had that couch a long time. Now, when we sit on it, it sinks. It doesn't hold us up anymore. So I guess it would have to be furniture.